It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Inside Sources.
Inside Sources.
America's voice of reason. Boyd Matheson.
On Utah's home for elevated conversation.
Inside Sources on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to Inside Sources. We are broadcasting live today, the entire show from Silicon Slopes at the Delta Center. It is an amazing collection of thought leaders, innovators, tech people. And now we're going to have the crucial conversation of the day with a really extraordinary organization. Anisa Brown's the CEO of the Rosie Project. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
You're doing some extraordinary work around military spouses. This is something that we don't talk nearly enough about. We talk about the sacrifice of the brave women and men who are out there, and I don't think we ever spend enough time talking about those families and their sacrifice, because I think that's the essence of what makes this country go, is the sacrifice of those families.
Agreed. And the military spouses really are the backbone of our DOD. So enabling the active duty members, working from Hill Air Force Base in the software engineering group, seeing all of our amazing military spouses engaging with the community, but also seeing the potential to grow them and make them successful alongside their active duty members' career, really drove our initiative.
Yeah, and so tell us just a little bit about that. Give us kind of the backstory first. Give us the genesis of the Rosie Project.
so I'm very lucky to come up in tech. I started in F-16 software, moved up working for the general, driving innovation and collaboration, breaking barriers, and then decided as I was hearing stories that there's a real issue with enabling military spouses and ensuring that they are successful and removing the barriers of entry. And so I waited a second. I went and did a couple of jobs, and then I was like, I think I'm in a place where I can make change. And I'm not a military spouse, but I speak to enough military spouses, and I was in a position where I could make something happen. And so we worked with Weber State and Hill Air Force Base to launch the Rosie Project. We're in our second cohort now. We actually started with 20 students. We enable them by providing IT certifications. We remove barriers through daycare, laptops, stipends. We partner with as many organizations as we can to provide mentorship and grow their career from, you know, maybe a stay-at-home mom or dad into a leader in tech. And that's really what we want to do. We want to shake the cage and enable them, because there's 12 million military spouses across the world. So we want to engage them and have them feel comfortable in these environments.
Anyone who's going to shake the cage is in on this program, just so you know. So we like the cage shakers for sure. And that is what you're doing. And a lot of us don't even fathom what a military spouse has to deal with career-wise. Even just something as simple as licensing. You get transferred from one base in one state to another, and suddenly you're in a whole new licensing thing, whether you're doing tax or hair or nails or whatever it might be. But to be able to get them into the tech space, to me, that's a game-changer and transformational, both for that spouse, for the family, and ultimately for the community.
Yeah, and I think we're trying to look at it holistically, too, based off what you were saying. We really want to enable them to find their community and their niche, but then also give them the opportunity to work remotely. And I think if there's two things I could say that we've done really, really well, but we're always pivoting and always learning, the two things are daycare and ensuring that we build a community around them. So we actually start the Rosie Project cohorts with a kickoff event, and we bring the mayor, legislators, DOD representatives, commanders, and their families together to show them that, you know, one, they have a community around them, and two, we want them to be successful.
Oh, I love that. And it does take that kind of interconnectedness for someone to really thrive, because a lot of times military spouse, they're carrying everything if the spouse has been deployed. And so for some of them to even think of that career or that next step or that next certification, for some of them, that's got to be overwhelming.
Yeah. I mean, think of every time you have to move, packing your whole house, getting your kids ready, getting the schools, identifying where they're going to go. And it's, I mean, men and women, we have men and women in our program. And I just don't think enough people really understand the impact that they have to go through to either, one, even try to have a career, mm-hmm. to keep their family together through this whole process. And I just want to make it as easy as possible.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if I could go online, and we did this last year, we had somebody move to Ramstein. I reached out to every single contact in my network to identify somebody who could get them a job in IT on the other side. And I think that's really what we're trying to build here, is that connective tissue between the DoD and the community that they have, and enable them to go anywhere they want.
I love that. That interconnectedness is really the key, that connective tissue and building that out. So talk to us a little bit about that. You're doing some things, I know, innovative things. I know you're going to one of my favorite places, Okinawa, Japan, soon. Give us some insight there.
Yeah, so we're following a trend with the DoD. So I came up through the MAGCOM, so the Air Force Material Command, and work very closely with the generals within that command. What they've kind of identified is that there is a huge suicide rate at Okinawa, and it's a very difficult place to be when you are very siloed in a country that doesn't really speak English, and there's not much you can do for a job. There's not remote work. Remote work includes insane taxes in Japan, in here.
Yeah.
And so what we're trying to do is start up a tech hub there, innovate, drive a lot of the ROSI project there so that they can do work with the DoD in Okinawa and get around a lot of those issues.
Yeah.
So they can move with their spouses and not have to lose who they are, their integrity, going somewhere where they can't make a career and have no choice.
So. Yeah. I love the fact of just having that choice. I think that's a game changer for a lot of military spouses, because that we always say you run out of energy before you run out of opportunity. And I think for a lot of those military spouses, they get exhausted.
Yeah. I mean, the resiliency level that they come with and the capability that they have. Mm. The crazy thing is, not a lot of people know, military spouses, when they come to our program, they usually have a degree or two. But they can't maintain it every time they move.
Right.
So whether they're in sales, if they're going out of the country, everything changes.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's a smaller portion and the start of what we're doing to help kind of drive change within the DoD and with Hill Air Force Base specifically.
Yeah. Love that. This is the most crucial of crucial conversations because it impacts all of us. And you think, well, I'm not in the military. I don't have a military spouse. This impacts all of us. The mental health component, the readiness for our national security, and the influence that the U.S. has for freedom all around the world. The ripple effect is so big. This project is so important. So tell me just a little bit about your conversations here at Silicon Slopes. It's an interesting space for you to be in. And so tell us about some of the conversations you're having here.
Yeah, so ironically, I'm head of aerospace and defense for Silicon Slopes. So I came from Hill Air Force Base. Like I said, shake the cage, drive innovation and collaboration. And what we're trying to do is lower the barriers of entry between traditional, like, so your normal tech companies and the DoD, adopting technology faster than our adversaries. So we're building out this ecosystem in northern Utah out of Ogden to try to drive towards that. So we have at Hill Air Force Base F-16s, F-22s, F-35s. Not a lot of people know that we have one of the largest software organizations in the nation. And just sitting at Hill Air Force Base doing modernization, and if they could, you know, tap into Qualtrics and the data analytics that they have, and the AIML that they have. So a lot of the conversation here is not only bringing the DoD with us to see those capabilities, but also talking to non-traditional companies that don't usually work with the DoD to enable them to understand that there's a huge capability here and we need it to move at the speed of relevancy. We need to go fast.
Yeah, got to go fast. The urgency of now. This is not a time for incremental. This is not a time for gradual approaches. We need quantum change, and we need speed and someone to shake the cage. So,
yes.
Well, good. Before I let you go, give us one thing that you wish we were thinking about or talking more about, particularly as it relates to our military spouses.
I think holistically there should be some ability to hire military spouses without looking at them and saying, oh, well, you're going to move every 2 years, 3 years. It should be a priority for them to get experience, and there should be more of an opening and an understanding of priority when it comes to military spouses. So, look, we're talking about it. I mean, they are resilient. They're amazing, and they just get so much done. So we just want to open that door for them.
Yeah, and they really are the backbone. I would say they're the backbone of the backbone.
Yes.
So important. Anisa Brown, CEO of the Rosie Project. This is extraordinary stuff. You need to check this out. RosieProject.org is where you can find out more about that. And Anisa, thanks so much for joining us. This is important work. Thanks for sharing it with
Absolutely.
Us today.
Thank you.
All right. We'll step aside for one last break. We'll come back with some final thoughts from Silicon Slopes here downtown Salt Lake City today. Amazing group of people. If you missed that last conversation, you need to go back and listen to the podcast later today. The Rosie Project, RosieProject.org. This is heroic work that really matters. We'll be right back.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.